So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Now, last week I was crowing about Donald Trump immediately beginning to rescind Obamacare and following through on all his other campaign promises like building the wall or the fence. And I've got even more good news. Donald Trump has already signed paperwork that is getting the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Hallelujah and amen. We can only hope that he does the same thing with NAFTA and CAFTA as well. And most important of all, please, Lord, let Donald Trump get us out of the United Nations. That is the absolute worst thing for this nation that has ever come about, was becoming part of the United Nations and letting the Monroe Doctrine dictate that the United Nations rules and laws would supersede our own Constitution. That goes against everything that the United States was built upon. And someone actually needs to suggest this to Donald Trump, in case he hasn't thought of it already. Nullify the Monroe Doctrine. Now, as I was talking to you a few weeks ago about keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer, I got an email from the Sierra Club. Now it says, Tommy, this is what we're up against. The minute Trump took office, he scrubbed every mention of climate change from whitehouse.gov. And there is a screenshot of this, and it shows it. And somebody typed in the word climate change, and it says, sorry, no results found for climate change. Try entering fewer or broader query terms. Hallelujah, Donald J. did it again. He took that garbage completely off of whitehouse.org. It's about time. I'm sorry, whitehouse.gov. It is about time. Now, this email continues to say, his new energy plan will make your blood boil. President Trump is committed, and these are quotes now from the White House, President Trump is committed to eliminating harmful and unnecessary policies such as the Climate Action Plan. Hallelujah. We must take advantage of the estimated $50 trillion in untapped shale, oil, and natural gas reserves, especially those on federal lands. Amen. And finally, the Trump administration is also committed to clean coal technology. God bless you. You see, the leftwees and the greenies, they don't understand that there is clean coal technology. They don't get this through their thick heads. That's what scrubbers are for. Scrubbers take all that stuff out of the exhaust and vent hot air and water vapor into the atmosphere. All the solids are contained. These people are lunatics. It goes on to say in all caps, are you kidding me? We are mobilizing and launching an emergency grassroots campaign to stop Trump from derailing everything we've worked for. It's about time. I need you to make a monthly donation before midnight tonight so we can fight back before it's too late. Will you help? No. Not only no, hell no. And you know what you can do with your organization. So again, this is why I keep these lunatics sending me information so that I can continue to share it with you, because these people are just completely nuts, and off their rockers. And unless we keep abreast of what they are doing, they may actually get a slight foothold on us. We must remain vigilant, folks. We must. Now, something else that's come up that is very interesting, just in the past few weeks, actually, this came about, this started in 2015, and probably would have been derailed if Hillary Clinton had been elected president of the United States. But now that Donald Trump is president of the United States, this will go forward. A new firearms company, which is actually a derivative of an existing firearms company, Kalashnikov America, has opened a manufacturing facility in Pompano Beach, Florida, folks. They will begin manufacturing Kalashnikov rifles here in the United States. And this was done to circumvent Obama's small arms treaty ban dealing with Russia. So they came in the back door to manufacture the weapons here so it would get around that. Well, now that Trump is in office, the door is wide open. Now get this, folks. The Kalashnikov, also known as the Automat Kalashnikov, or AK-47 rifle, is the most popular military-type sporting weapon in the world. It's very durable. It's very reliable. I own several, and these guns are beautiful. I love the round, and I love the reliability. They're not very accurate, but when you're barking off a whole bunch of rounds downrange, you don't need to be as accurate. But here's the thing, folks. They're not going to start out manufacturing AK-47 rifles. No. They are going to begin manufacturing in mid-February of the KS-12. Now, I can't find what it stands for, but I'm 100% positive it stands for Kalashnikov Shotgun 12-gauge. This is a semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun with a detachable magazine. Yes, folks. A semi-automatic shotgun made with the same quality and specifications as the AK-47, but it is a semi-auto shotgun with a detachable magazine. So you can bark through 12 rounds, eject the magazine, and put in another 10 rounds. Not like the tubular automatic shotguns like Benelli and the Spas 12 and all of them. No, this is a true tactical shotgun. And just think about this, folks. Think of the ramifications of this. If you are ever in an urban situation where you need to get through large amounts of people, a shotgun loaded with 10 rounds of double or triple-aught buck is going to clear a really huge hole in the crowd that you're trying to get through. And then you don't have to really worry about reloading. You just drop that magazine, pop in a fresh one, and continue on your way. I mean, you could literally shoot your way through a house. I mean, just keep blasting through and literally walk through the walls like a specter. This is exactly what we need. Years and years ago, I did have a Spas 12 shotgun, and at one point I had to sell it due to financial difficulties, and I've regretted it ever since. The only downfall of the Spas was that it had a tubular magazine. But see, here's the thing, folks. The Striker 12, commonly known as the Street Sweeper, basically did the same thing. It was a semi-automatic shotgun. It held 12 rounds, but it had a detachable magazine. The problem is that it had a name called Street Sweeper. And the liberal politicians could not get over the fact that it was called a Street Sweeper. Why would you have to own a weapon that's called a Street Sweeper? That means you're literally going to be mowing people down in the streets with it. Consequently, the Spas shotgun that was manufactured by Franke stands for Sporting Purpose Automatic Shotgun 12 gauge. Oh, that has sporting in the word, so that's okay. We'll go ahead and keep it. Well, folks, the Spas 12 was actually a shotgun designed with military and law enforcement in mind, where the average citizen does not know how to operate a firearm. When using it, and this is the beautiful thing about the Spas, is that you could either cycle it manually as a pump, or you could push a button and move the fore end to a different position, and then it would fire semi-automatically. But it had a button on the side of the receiver when you were using it manually that had to be pushed before it would release to go forward again. Now, with a little practice, you just hit it with the heel of your hand as you were cycling it, but your average Joe would not know how to do it. So the SPAS 12 was actually a military tactical assault shotgun, but because it was called sporting purpose, it was allowed to remain in this country. That is the absolute most stupid thing I've ever heard, but that, again, is how bureaucrats and politicians think. So we now have an affordable, too, by the way, folks. The pricing right now, it's not been nailed down, but somewhere in the $750 range. So literally, for the price of 1.5 AKs or SKSs, way less than the price of a good AR-15, you can have a semi-automatic shotgun with detachable magazines. I am so excited. I will love to get one of these. So that, again, great news, just being bolstered by the fact that Trump has been elected to office. Now, of course, with all good news does come some bad news. Now, from America's Liberty Committee, it appears that the top-ranking Democrat on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is attempting to derail Donald Trump's pick to head the EPA. Now, this guy's name is Senator Tom Carper. He's a Democrat from the state of Delaware, and he's demanding to postpone any hearing on the confirmation of Scott Pruitt to the EPA until Pruitt responds to his list of radical environmental demands. And they're saying this is just the tip of the iceberg. It comes as no surprise that Senator Carper alluded to sharing the concern of environmental extremists in his press release declaring his objection to Donald Trump's cabinet pick. And that's because environmental extremists have launched a massive six-figure smear campaign against any senator supporting Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt for EPA administrator. And, you know, we can't let this happen, folks. There's nearly 4,000 regulations since 2009 alone that unelected bureaucrats at the EPA are wreaking havoc on hardworking, innocent Americans every day. I mean, it's incredible what they're doing. And Congress passes poorly written bills like the Wetlands Protection Act, and bureaucrats at the EPA just turn into third world tyrants. I mean, literally. If the EPA declares the puddle in your driveway as a wetland, they can literally kick down your door with guns ablaze and serve you with an eviction notice from your own place. And, you know, this sounds kind of extreme, over-the-top hyperbole, but it's not. The EPA has the power to literally ruin your life. Now, here are some examples. Countless business owners are shutting their doors as the EPA has fined them into oblivion just for doing business. Homeowners in Wyoming are facing fines of $75,000 a day for having a simple trout pond in their backyard. And farmers are being hauled off in handcuffs and serving years in prison just for farming because it violates the wetlands ordinance. And these are just a few of the countless stories out there of the EPA abuse. And I wish these instances of abuse were random, and the exception rather than the rule, but they're not. It's just business as usual at the EPA. I mean, they literally brag about their attacks on everyday Americans on their own EPA website. And their reign of environmental terror, hopefully, may be coming to an end if Scott Pruitt can get put in there. I mean, his confirmation threatens these bureaucrats completely, and they are scared to death, folks. As the Attorney General of Oklahoma, Scott Pruitt led the fight against Obama's EPA multiple times when the bureaucracy attempted to crash the economy with regulatory power grabs. He even sued Obama's EPA in order to protect citizens from the EPA ruining their lives. This is exactly the man that needs to be in charge of this to straighten it out. And that's why these environmental wacko extremists have been attacking the weak-kneed Republican senators in order to protect their power over the EPA. And we can defeat them, but it's going to take everything that we have. And through grassroots efforts, this is slowly being done. and we need to demand that the Senate hold the line against environmental extremists and confirm Scott Pruitt. It's just incredible what's going on. I mean, these guys are literally out for revenge. And it's because it was Pruitt that had led the legal charge against Obama and the EPA's blatant assault on the power plants when the EPA issued the so-called Clean Power Plan. Now, according to the Institute for Energy Research, the so-called Clean Power Plan was estimated to cost power companies and their customers at least $41 billion a year. Try and fathom that, folks. That would cause electric bills to skyrocket as much as 43%, almost half again as much as what you're currently paying. But Pruitt's decision was to sue the EPA, and it was taken all the way to the Supreme Court, where they granted a stay and effectively halted implementation of the EPA's power grab. And as the EPA administrator, Pruitt plans on allowing state legislators, not EPA bureaucrats in D.C., to take charge of any environmental policies. See, that's the right path, folks. I mean, after he was announced as President Trump's pick to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt just promised to put an end to unelected bureaucrats at the EPA writing and enforcing their own laws without Congress's approval. Amen. That is how the law in this land works. The bureaucrats have given themselves power that they don't constitutionally have, but no one has challenged them until now. And that is why Scott Pruitt scares the living hell out of these people. But if the environmental extremists are successful in blocking Pruitt, it's going to send a huge message to every politician who dares to challenge the EPA's authority. So they need pressure on only three of those weak-kneed Republican senators to defeat Pruitt. It's that close, folks. It's very, very scary. So you got to write your senators. I mean, do it whatever you can to make sure that Scott Pruitt is elected to the EPA. It needs to be reformed, if not outright abolished. They have ruined the lives of so many people. And now, with Trump in office and electing these people to cabinet positions, we finally have the opportunity to put an end to this once and for all. Way, way past break time here. George is literally holding his head in his paws and just beating his right paw on the desk. Okay, little guy, we're going to take a break. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Want to talk to you about the Morse code coming out of my mattress at night. You're going to love this one, folks. Put your tinfoil hat on.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So now it's tinfoil hat time, folks. But bear with me on this. This is a legitimate thing. I am not making this up. And once I explain it to you, I think it will make a little bit more sense. But about a week ago, I started hearing in the middle of the night a series of high-pitched beeps. Long, short, very staccato. And it would only last for a couple of seconds, and it would go away. And at first I thought, well, maybe I was having a lucid dream and it wasn't really there, because sometimes, you know, you'll be half awake and half asleep and you'll think you've heard your phone ring or that you got a text message and there's nothing on your phone, or maybe you hear bells chime and there's no bells in your house. So the first time I heard this, that's kind of what I thought it was, but then it happened again. And now the past few nights it's been happening almost every night. And last night, it happened for a period of about 6 hours. Not continually, mind you, sporadically, but by far the longest that's happened. And what happens is, I hear this series of beeps, and it's coming from underneath me. Like it's coming from the mattress. It's not coming above me, or one side or the other. It's coming from below me. And the night that I slept without a pillow because I forgot to take mine out of the dryer, it was much louder, again indicating it's coming out of the mattress. So I thought, well, you know, obviously this is some kind of a communication. So I thought, well, how could this be happening? Because I would hear the initial series lasts for about 3 seconds. But then if I move the bed slightly, it will continue for another second. And after you do this about 4 or 5 times, it won't do it anymore. It's almost as though the bed frame, the metal bed frame, is acting as an antenna, and the springs in the mattress are somehow acting as an amplifier. And it is the most bizarre thing. And one night, in particular, it was extremely loud, and I memorized the tone, which is high A, which is higher than most Morse code is. Morse code is generally, I think, in the key of middle C. But this was a high octave, almost electronic sounding, that sort of a thing. And I memorized just a few of these sounds. I immediately got up and jotted them down on a piece of paper. And the following morning, I got up and I looked online. And I, lo and behold, found a Morse code translator. So I laid these things out, and I came up with letters. Now, this is only a fragment, so I don't know if perhaps I started with a fragment and then ended with something full, or started with a full letter and ended with a fragment. But I came up with G, S, and either a U or a W, depending upon where the fragment was. And this is what I hear every night coming out of my mattress. It's much longer, but this is what I actually heard, just in a higher note. Now, imagine hearing this at night coming from your bed, folks. This is some freaky stuff. And here is the thing. Being curious, I, of course, went online and typed in, you know, beeping sounds, Morse code, that sort of thing. And I have found on countless forums, hundreds of posts of people recounting, going back at least 10 years, of hearing mysterious beeps in their home at night, and sometimes even outside. One woman reported that she heard a beeping noise coming from her closet. And when she went to that closet, there was nothing in there but empty cardboard boxes. This is completely bizarre, and if anybody has any information on this whatsoever, please let me know. I am actually going to contact a paranormal researcher who I've been in contact with before in the past on some bizarre things that happened to me out in the desert one time in 1990, where I actually experienced not missing time, but double time. 2 days of my trip were repeated, and I have photographic evidence that shows I took it twice in the period of one trip. Very bizarre stuff. So I'm going to contact her about this and see if she has heard anything, because she's been reporting over the past several years of mysterious booms coming from the sky or the ground. Nobody can tell where they're coming from. They seem to be coming both from the sky and the ground at the same time, and neither at the same time. Some, and I believe I've reported on this before, some are as localized as a single household, where others can be heard across an entire neighborhood, an entire town, county, or even a couple of states. But this is just bizarre, folks. I mean, I've heard stories over the years of music coming out of somebody's oven, their range. And even I have a shop in my backyard that has a metal roof on it. And from time to time at night, I'll go out there and I can clearly hear somebody having a cell phone conversation. The metal roof is picking up the conversation and something is somehow amplifying that sound and rebroadcasting it. So this is not a new concept. There are places in the wild where you can go where there's magnetite and a lot of quartz and you can hear radio shows playing. But it's just bizarre that this started magically a week ago and I'm getting Morse code. I'm not getting radio transmissions. It's Morse code. Who in the world uses Morse code anymore? I don't know. It is very bizarre, but hopefully I will get some feedback that other people are experiencing this as well, and maybe we can nail down a source for this and explain why it's happening and who is behind it. I mean, for years, people in Taos, New Mexico have been experiencing what's called the Taos hum. Not everyone can hear it, but those who can, it drives them absolutely nuts. It's a low-frequency hum that they can hear inside their head. So it's just very, very bizarre. And for all I know, what's coming out of my mattress, which may be why I can't really get a general direction except underneath me, is that it may very well be flowing from the mattress to the bones in my inner ear, and I'm hearing it inside my head, but it's very loud. And then gradually it will fade away until it becomes almost imperceptible, and then it will come back. Very, very bizarre stuff, folks. So I'd encourage you to go ahead and look this up, mysterious beeps in your home. And if anyone has had any kind of experience like this, mysterious sounds in your home or in the middle of the woods or anything like that, please drop me a line and let me know. I want to hear about this. There's something going on here that we don't know about, and it needs to be explored further. Now, this is probably harmless. It's probably nothing. I'm just curious as to why all of a sudden my mattress started picking up and broadcasting Morse code signals 1 week ago. What happened to cause that? First of all. Second of all, who is still using Morse code? And why am I now picking it up? Is it possible that someone moved into my neighborhood within the past week and a half and started transmitting broadcasts from somewhere nearby, and that's why I never heard it before? And who would be doing that? Who would they be communicating with via Morse code instead of actually calling them? And that leaves some food for thought. And that's not a tinfoil hat thought there, folks. We know that we have been infiltrated by radical Islamist spies. They are amongst us. They're training amongst us. And that is cause for concern. I need to find a way to get clear transmissions and get them recorded and have someone who knows Morse code listen to them and analyze them and figure out what in the hell they're saying. Well, I am just about out of time here. I mean, totally out of time. I'm way into my outro, which again is nice that I'm back into that. I can continue if I need to, as I have done today. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Let me know what's on your mind. And again, if you've had any experiences like this with your mattress or your microwave or your range or your metal shed talking to you or singing to you, please let me know so that we can try and find out where this is originating from. Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings, out for now.